In the past month, the U.S. agreed to two major trade agreements with international partners. The Trump administration has pitched these deals as a way to ease the burden farmers have shouldered during the trade war with China. Ohio farmers are remaining cautiously optimistic. For about 2 years, Ohio farmers have battled falling commodity prices and a struggling market. But now, following the Phase 1 trade agreement, China is beginning to ease up on its tariffs on U.S. imports, such as soy and pork. Montgomery County soybean farmer Luke Dahl says while they remain hopeful, China has yet to make big purchases.
There's too many question marks there to say we're going to go and up our bean acres. We're going to plant more soybeans because we think the market's going to go up. We just don't know enough at this point.
Critics of the deal, such as U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, say the Trump administration could be doing more for farmers and labor groups. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.